So, just so everybody knows, full disclosure, I'm not wearing pants. And that's because it's hot as fuck in this place. Anyway, beef, wine, and shenanigans. Yay! Quick note, you folks will all notice that Mark Abbott has not joined us. He's taking a little hiatus, but he will be back. At least that's what he promised, as he
if you can get out of the sunken place.
Horse. off to, you know, lands far afield. Speaking of lands far afield. Kirk Johnson, Denise Capps, yes, Scott are still in the building, as myself, Stephen Van Patten. A lot has actually happened since we spoke. I don't know how John Oliver does this. just picking what, you know, abysmal thing out of all the abysmal things that has occurred over the course of, you know, however many days. But you know what? We'll start off light. We'll talk. First of all, I wanted to get into this Obi-Wan thing a little bit. Episode 5 literally just dropped a few hours ago, really.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah,
I watched it just even fewer hours ago. You know, and we're going into spoiler territory here, folks. So if you have
spoilers.
Watched episode 5,
today's episode?
Yeah.
Oh, man. All right, go on.
Oh, you didn't see it.
No, because it's only.
Oh, right.
You ain't she on the west side.
I'm on the west side. No, you can spoil. It's cool because I'm still going to watch it. Don't get me wrong.
No. I mean, I just.
West side, let's ride.
Vader. Well, you know, first of all, let's be happy that they gave Hayden Christensen something to do besides walk around in the Vader costume.
Oh.
And pull a full on David Prowse and basically wow. Run the lines. No, you know what? I'm actually jealous. I would love that fucking gig. Oh, what? I got to do is walk from this mark to that mark and,
right,
you know, pretend I'm force strangling somebody and, you know, do all this.
Not have to memorize any lines?
He does have to say the lines. I think he does have to say the lines because they got, you know, everybody's got to react.
He did some Pai Mei shit in this one.
What?
He did some Pai Mei, some like what? Real Wu-Tang versus Shaolin shit.
Oh, was, man.
Can I?
Yeah.
Can you kick it? Yes, you can.
Yes, I can. Thank you. Reva, Moses Ingram, love her to death still. She did her thing.
Nice.
Man, but she was. When she was swinging on him with that lightsaber, she went at him. Spoilers, ladies and gentlemen, she went at him with that lightsaber. Man, he did some real master shit. Like there was one point he ain't even pull out of his lightsaber. He just
ouch.
As stiff as that motherfucker was, he was stiff like a master. He was like, you ain't touching me.
Lean back.
You ain't touching me.
I was checking for roller skates at one point.
Bruh.
My gosh. I can hardly wait to see it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Roll.
He did.
He did that shit.
That's awesome.
With the it was smooth as fuck. It was smooth as fuck.
That's awesome. Yeah. Oh, I'm so glad to hear
And he did it. It was a nice parallel because it started with Obi and Anakin, young Anakin, training.
Oh, yeah, That's what I was saying, because they actually brought him back as Anakin. Exactly. That's like an old Padawan. That's like a super senior Padawan.
They look like, yeah. That CGI wonders on.
We'll make an exception.
I mean, they brought back Mark Hamill for Mandalorian.
Right.
Yeah.
Looking like, you know, he literally just like, you know, stepped out of 1980.
Right.
And they didn't put any makeup on Anakin. They just on Hayden Christensen. They just like sent him out there with the brain They just sit him out there with the braid.
That was the braid.
That was a wild part too. Like, you sent him out with the young braid. You ain't sent him out with the night hair. Like, he had his hair all out, and they ain't sent him out like that. They sent him like, you're just a Padawan. And man, that move that Obi-Wan got him on.
Mm.
That was a slick move.
Ooh.
That he did to Reva. It was slick. It was,
wow.
Yeah, it was actually
worth it. But you know, it was wild because you know he don't care. He's like, yo, I'm buying a new house. He's on that
checks
right
in
now.
The mail.
I am, right. And I'm not mad. I'm not mad.
No, not at all.
I'm not mad. No.
Because he did. Wow. You know what? He did take a beating. You know,
he did.
He took a beating when, you know, and granted, he got paid to take a beating. So, you know, you only feel but so much. But I mean, yeah, you know, just right, that, you help, all that public vitriol, you know, it's like, that's got to be like a lot.
Right. And, you know, I'm glad you brought that up because I didn't think about it. I hadn't really thought about it until now on how the prequels. Mm-hmm. were really unfairly treated by, and I'm gonna say our generation of Star Wars fans.
Sure.
Us.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Like, they didn't have to go through, like, Han Solo, Harrison Ford, Carrie Fisher, Mark Hamill, they didn't have to go through that kind of vitriol when they came out.
Right.
Because there was no Star Wars fans, right? There were no Star Wars fans. It was just them.
It's
because
it's brand new.
It's brand new. It's them.
Yeah.
And now, you know, they come out with the prequels and they have to deal with the old guard, for lack of a better term.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not even allowing like a younger generation at least really enjoy it.
Yeah.
Without us coming around the corner like, well, you know.
Like,
you know what I mean? It mm-hmm. feels like. Like some, because, you know, like, we really look back at it, the old actors did not like Star Wars. Harrison Ford was not a fan. Neither
Harrison
was Alec
Ford
Guinness.
Is still not a fan.
Yeah. I knew that, but you
imagine that, you know, and we're talking about, like, and, you know, you probably figuring like a lot of the old school actors and people who are like thespians and shit ain't a fan, but they wasn't as fucking savage as we were when the prequels came out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I mean, you don't even hear Ahmed Best no more. And he's not a bad actor. He just made a bad choice.
Right.
But he had to go underground. Hayden Christensen, he only had one other movie that I remember.
Jumper.
After.
The Jumper?
Oh, it was two. You're right. It was Jumper. Jumper was one. I didn't see Jumpers. I saw the other one with Idris Elba.
Oh, that and Chris bank Walker. Heist thing.
Yeah, the bank heist.
Oh, movie.
What the hell?
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Actually, enjoyed that.
I did too.
That the bank heist thing was actually pretty good.
But it was just, but I think Kate and Christian really caught a really bad, and you know, I'm gonna say it for, you know, yeah, I thought he caught a bad rap. That right. poor kid. I mean, I'm just saying. Even though he probably did better, probably did better than them kids on The Wire, but you know.
I'd say yeah.
Right.
meanwhile, Ian McGregor, I mean, it's just raining money at his house.
Like, yeah, it is.
You know what? Ian McGregor deserved that shit.
Absolutely.
After Train Spotting,
right.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's super fair.
If I was a woman, man, Ian McGregor, man. I don't go front. I got a man crush on Ian.
Dude.
Ian and Jason. Ian, Jason Momoa. Those are the dudes. If I was gay.
What about Idris Elba?
Idris Elba too. If I was gay, I'd be like, I don't know what y'all doing, but I'm gonna go sit out here in front of their houses.
By their houses. Dear diary.
With chocolates and flowers.
And that would work out because then the police would come and then the police would take you somewhere where there's a lot more men that would appreciate those chocolates and flowers.
Exactly. But, you know, beautifully enough, because I'm a BBG, it'd be okay. Big black guys who are gay.
Big black guy. Know,
big black guy who can fight and is gay. I'm all right. I seen The Wire. Omar ain't no joke.
You know what was funny? Which you made me think of, which has nothing to do with what we normally talk about. All right. So a while back, you know, I was stage managing the Mel Robbins show.
Yeah.
Big motivational speaker type, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Okay. So she had this couple on, black couple. Both of them, you know, kind of on the fluffy side, right? And at one point, it became kind of apparent that, you know, they're in kind of an abusive relationship, but it's the lady being the abusive one.
Oh, no.
You know, just telling him he ain't shit and all this other stuff, right? So, of course, Mel Robbins, you know, being the white savior that she is, she jumps in there and she starts telling her off, you know, telling her how bad she is or whatever, and then starts trying to build my man up. And it says, I hear you can sing. So he starts laying out this like Luther Vandross ass, like full on. I think he did, what was it? House is not a home.
House is not a home.
You should have seen the women in that crowd. And I was like, see, that she messing up in life. Life, because somebody will come take that big old fluffy boy who can sing.
Oh yeah. Wait, you like, here, hold on. No disrespect. A heterosexual Luther Vandross. She got to figure that shit out. She better get her life together.
Maybe she figured it out. Maybe she. I mean, you know, that was like 2 years ago.
A house is not a home. I know.
And he was pitch perfect. It was frightening.
That's a beautiful song too.
It is
a beautiful song.
It really is.
Damn.
So,
that's true.
Hey Ewan. A house is not a home.
I don't know if your crush is gonna fall for that. You could try.
Probably not.
You could probably try putting the braid in. You'd have to go down to like the Dominican spot.
Yeah, I can't be a youngling no more though. I'm too old for a youngling.
Well, so is Hayden Christensen. You know. See that we brought it right back.
Yeah, you're gonna have a blast, Denise. It's actually
I can hardly wait. Oh man,
it's a good intense episode.
It wasn't a very long episode either.
It was the same length. It was just so much stuff was happening.
Yeah. Oh wow.
It was so fast paced, but
they're notorious the same length for that. As the others.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And also, how about O'Shea Jr.?
I was just about to say that.
O'Shea Jr. in the building.
Ice Cube's son.
Oh, yeah.
Up in a Star Wars movie.
Dead ringer for him, except for like the mustache hair is being handled a little differently.
Right.
Yeah.
I could give a shout out actually to two of them. Ice Cube's son. What's an O'Shea? I can't remember his last name.
Oh. I just damn saw it too.
Thundercat. Thundercat was in Boba Fett.
Right.
He was in the Book of Boba.
How crazy is that?
Wow.
He was a guy. Yeah, he was the one who fixed up Ming-Na's character.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right. Okay. Thundercat.
Not to be confused with Supercat, but yes.
Right. Thundercat. Not the groups, but just that one.
Not group. The actual Thundercats either. You know, right. That, even though that would have been dope. You got it.
It might have been, but I was waiting for the belt out, my Dragon Ball Durag.
Oh my God.
And my Durag.
Here's something random that just crossed my desk. So Sony has relinquished distribution rights to the Spider-Man movies.
Really?
Wow.
They are exclusively on Disney Plus now. Will not catch them on Netflix. You will not catch them anywhere else.
Wow.
So I don't know what that means.
Stock in that, man.
I mean, come on.
Come on. Now let's
just talking business here for a second. Like,
yeah.
I don't know what kind of money exchanged hands. I'd probably have to go in some kind of internet deep dive or whatever, and have the CIA knocking on the door. Stop looking at that, you know. but
I would do what I do.
Say what I said.
Say what I said.
Say what I said.
You know, something along those lines. But yeah, Sony gave that up.
That's crazy. I wonder.
Because as far as I knew, Sony was trying to hang on to that relationship
for a long time. Yeah.
Oh right. My God. Like, hold on to the nail. Like, we talked about that.
Fucking that is Jennifer Holliday and Dreamgirls. And I'm telling you, I'm going away. I mean, come on.
He is singing tonight, ladies and gentlemen.
Right, I love it.
We is going. We is belting out the hits tonight.
Well.
Yeah, he ain't got nothing on us.
The
win
for the Tony is.
Yeah.
He's whining shenanigans.
That shit wasn't on Broadway.
Right? For Denise Tapscott's solo vocal expression of.
That shit wasn't even a person. One of them wasn't even in New York.
Exactly. You're like, yes.
Fuck.
We got a Tony and an Eddie and a Jimmy. But
oh,
yes.
And another random fact. Speaking of Tonys, Jennifer Hudson's an EGOT now.
Oh, all right, girl.
What's an EGOT? What's an EGOT?
Means you have an Emmy, a Grammy, an Oscar, and a Tony. Not too many people pull that off. Whoopi Goldberg,
yes,
being one of the more notable ones.
Right.
Okay,
but yeah,
Jennifer Hudson.
Jennifer Hudson.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Jennifer Hudson. A big shout out to Jennifer Hudson.
That's big.
That's huge. Yeah.
And she can, you know, and she can act actually.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
She can.
Absolutely.
Like, I'd like.
Like, she was great in Dreamgirls.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I hope she's gonna be in. She's gonna be in the next Ahsoka. Is she in a Star Wars episode?
I thought you were gonna say Werewolf of Watts. That's the funny thing.
You know what? She would bring up. She would actually class up that film in a minute.
Yes.
She would class that. You know what? She would be had to. If we did a Werewolf of Watts, mm-hmm. and Jennifer Hudson was in a werewolf in our movie,
mm-hmm.
it would literally be like having Alec Guinness and James Earl Jones in Star Wars. That's what it'd be like.
Kinda.
Well, they classed up Star Wars.
I'll tell you what. I'm pretty sure that unless we paid her like goo gobs of money and didn't like go with Plan B, which would be kidnapping her and making her shoot the film, she wouldn't be too happy. She'd be about as happy as Alec Guinness, I'd say.
I think so, because you know that's why the entire movie is shot like South Park. Because all the money went to, Jennifer Hudson.
Jennifer Hudson.
She's like the only live action character in the whole movie. Everything else is like South Park.
We could like hold up a picture of Angela Bassett. Just hold up her picture.
Like that's so innovative. What made you think of that? Money.
Fundage.
Yeah, no money.
And of course, like you know, the last half hour of the movie is literally Jennifer Hudson being chased by Kirk in a bear rug through the woods.
Oh shit!
Come in, Mama.
I literally had like lots. she was the big bad. Like she was the one who was controlling the werewolf for Watts.
Oh, okay.
Like the gypsy. Like you know, instead of having like a gypsy woman curse somebody, mm-hmm. Jennifer mm-hmm. Hudson as the hoodoo. The hoodoo.
She could be a witch,
mistress.
Like in The Wiz. Just like run everything.
And, yeah, and run and.
She gave a scene.
Turn somebody
running
into,
shit.
Running. Turn the dude into a werewolf and he and Watts just trying to get his eat on.
And that's interesting because I don't
you get something.
You mentioned it. I don't think anyone's ever done that. Anytime you see a gypsy in a werewolf movie, she's generally like, you know, she's basically like Yui in the Boondocks. I told you, motherfuckers, he's a werewolf. Like, would you here take the damn nightshade? Like, what's the matter with you?
Yeah.
Right, right. Wasn't anything like that in oh man, what's that zombie, the blaxploitation zombie flick from back in the day? Not Melinda. Not it's something. And the main character, she was the zombie. She was controlling the zombies to kill the gangsters.
Right, right, right.
Killed her boyfriend.
They
Oh, I want to see that.
I think I vaguely remember that, but they also did that sort of thing in an episode of Kolchak the Night Stalker.
Yes, they did. Oh, they did. No, you're totally right. With did. A zombie. Yeah.
Totally did. Totally did. That was their black episode.
You know how
those seven, especially back then, they mostly of the episodes, you know, white folks doing white folks stuff.
Yep.
Yeah. And then the parameter of the show being what they are, and then they'll have the black episode.
So
the spicy episode.
And they had a zombie, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Antonio Fargas is in that episode, by the way.
I remember that one. Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I think he roughs Kolchak up a little bit.
He does. Man, I wish we had some Hollywood resources like that.
I know.
Did we're working on it.
Random question. You got a favorite Night Stalker episode?
I don't have a favorite one, but I do remember there was one when they were on a cruise ship.
The werewolf episode.
That's a werewolf episode.
That's the werewolf episode. Cruise ship and the werewolf episode. Okay, trust me. I practically have these things memorized.
Fur in the high seas.
Let's try to figure out the bad guy. Yeah, basically. Yeah, yeah. It was the werewolf episode. That's hilarious. The
beast must die on high seas.
Right. And then the one that kind of annoyed me was the one where there was like electricity that kept killing people, like in a building. They'd walk in and things would rumble and shake. And then
Was that with the Native American spirit?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Yep. That was the one. That was annoying, actually. You're right. No.
Yeah. I was like,
I don't know. I kind of like Native Americans killing people.
I mean, the way they did it, it was the damn 70s.
I mean, you know.
That's true.
Yeah, like today's technology, that shit would be a completely, that shit would be like Marvel worthy.
Right.
If they ain't fuck a American gods, man, we would have seen some shit.
Oh well, yeah. Well, there you go. Yeah. Here's a fun fact. You guys remember the Aztec mummy episode?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
You remember Chips. Who they were good? That's right, Eric Estrada.
Eric Estrada.
Nice fucking Eric Estrada.
Yes.
Dude,
that was awesome.
And that's one of those things like you find like. You find that out later because when you're a little kid and you're watching Kolchak the Night Stalker, you don't know who Eric Estrada is from Can of Paint.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Then Chips, a few other years go by, then you know exactly who Eric Estrada is, even when you're in a Spanish restaurant and they turn on the soap opera and there he is earning a couple of bucks doing that. And, you know, not a lick of English, no chips to be found. He's just, you know, doing the whole, I cannot believe you did this. Gloria, I cannot believe it. You know, he's doing all that shit. And then the next thing you know, you're kind of like sitting at home one day. Let me watch every single old episode of The Night Stalker.
Yes.
Because I'm that kind of maniac.
I'm on that label.
Well, I think it's cool. Yeah, and because like for me, I didn't watch it as a kid. They show on the channel MeTV, which I don't know if you guys have MeTV.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah, we do.
But they started re-airing them and I used to have a DVR. And I was like, I got to watch all these episodes. Yeah. You see all these famous people, and you're like, that's cool. I actually downloaded
them all from Apple TV because, you know, I'd just be.
Nice. Nice.
I literally treat streaming services like strippers. Coming to the main stage, Netflix. Netflix, Steve, get your money out.
Make it rain.
Coming to the satellite stage. Amazon Prime. Got that boys for you. Those boys. Look at them boys. Shaking them boys. Shaking boys.
Wait, did you guys see the boys yet? Have you guys caught up with the boys?
Oh, yeah. I'm caught up. Yeah, yeah.
All bruh, caught up. I forgot that Black Noir was black.
I didn't know that Black Noir was black. And so then I was like, what?
In the comics, he's not, but.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's even cooler.
In the comics, he's a clone of Homelander.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And
but this is better.
It is. Well, you know what hit me was when Mother's Milk found out that they were like selling drugs and putting it in the black neighborhoods on purpose and shit.
Yeah.
And he was, and that I saw how bad he felt because, you know, that's his contact, the CIA contact mm-hmm. was part of that. And she was like, well, it's complicated. And I'm looking like, man, it ain't complicated. That's fucked up.
Yeah.
And so how about A-Train?
Motherfucker.
Getting woke all of a sudden.
I know. Little kente cloth on his uniform. I was like, is that really working for you? Does Africa yeah, right. say?
Do that again. Is that working for you, bro?
Not working for anybody else. Nobody. A-Train. I like he's a little chubby too. I was like, oh, you little thick. Okay. You can't run so yeah. Man. I ain't mad at you. A little
they
mad
were,
at you.
They were murdering him.
They yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah. They use him.
Yeah. But that show, everything in that mess. Show is like over the top. Everything.
Mm-hmm.
Over the
top. Yeah.
Okay. So I know this was a CGI character. I know. However, that fucking thing with Timothy, the squid.
Yeah.
Oh, yo, man. Yo,
that upset me. That genuinely
That upset me too. Me.
That was like, are you fucking kidding me? And then the wife. No backup from the wife.
No.
She's all texting him. Oh,
I can,
God. Yeah,
man. I kept wishing, like, grow some balls, grow some balls, grow some right. balls. No.
It said he choke eats down his boy. Timothy. Oh.
Yeah.
He's like, I can hear him praying. Oh,
yes. Yes.
Forgive me what I'm about to say, ladies and gentlemen.
Over the top.
Forgive me what I'm about to say, ladies and gentlemen, but them niggas is a mess.
Yeah, they are.
Them niggas are a mess.
Man.
For real.
From even the very little... first episode of season one, a mess. You have a got mess. Like a certain kind of stomach for the violence in this show.
No, and it's funny because Kirk actually started watching it before I did, and he actually warned me. He was like,
he warned all of us, but I didn't get back to it. Yeah.
Like, just so you know, it's like,
he warned you.
He was like the gypsy in the werewolf movies. You know, he's like,
yeah, that dick thing, that little Adam Ant.
Yeah. Yo, I mean,
wait, he was like massaging the inside. I was like, come on, man. Are you? Is that a thing?
I don't even.
And
then
for
sneeze.
Folks that have no idea what we're talking about at this point, I'm just going to basically say that.
Spoiler.
If you remember the Marvel Universe, we have Ant-Man, right?
Yes.
To make himself tiny, 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 tiny. So all I'm going to say here is that. They found a way to sexualize being tiny, 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 tiny.
Mm-hmm.
For a man.
And it's... I'll put it to you like this. You don't want to be watching this with your parents.
No.
You don't want to be watching this with your kids.
No.
You shouldn't already not be watching that with your kids.
Right. Yeah, that's not kid-friendly right? at all.
That's not kangaroo at all, no.
No.
And you know what's messed up? There are probably people out there who are letting the streaming service babysit their kids and like, oh, the boys, it's not the superhero thing. And they don't have any idea.
Not a clue.
Oh, my God. I was telling my coworker, I was like, do not watch this with your son. No, right. You cannot watch it with him. No. Like,
wait
no.
Until
no,
that kid
no.
is like 18.
33.
Well,
it's hard for life. Like,
you're right. You're right.
But what's messed up is you can get caught out there. Because that happened to me once. Remember when Black Mirror first came out?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So I have the Netflix, you know, with me, obviously, because like I said. But I also share it with my mother. Because you're allowed to share. I'm not over abusing it. But yes, right, my mother also has... my Netflix account at her place. I went over for Thanksgiving.
Uh-oh.
And so we're sitting there. We have a little Thanksgiving dinner, a little talk, what's new, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, happy
and, you know, I pretend like I am without problems because I don't want to worry her. So I was like, oh, everything's fine.
Right.
You know, just regular Thanksgiving, that's regular, you know, non-commutative Thanksgiving for me. Anyway, so now we sit down on the couch, and for like about a month, everyone I know has been like, yo, SVP, you're going to love Black Mirror. Black Mirror is right up your alley.
Black Mirror, blah, blah, blah.
So I'm like, oh, all right. You know what? People have been talking to me about this. Let me try this out real quick.
Oh, no. Ding, ding.
And for those of you that are familiar with Black Mirror, you might remember that the very first episode involves a member of the royal family being kidnapped and the prime minister.
Mm-hmm.
In order to secure the release of said royal family member, has to have sexual relations with a pig.
A live pig.
A live pig on live television.
Yeah.
So here I am.
Oh, no.
Watching this with my 70-something-year-old mother, who's quite the church lady, actually.
Oh, no. Still
reads my stuff and still loves me, of course, but yeah. You know, but this particular thing might have been a bit. I honestly, it's like the only reason I didn't just shut it off is because I didn't realize it was going to go there.
Right, and like, that's really, part of the whole.
Like I thought at some point, yeah, right, they're going to fucking bail out of this. This is not
right.
going to happen.
That's and what then, you think. It's no. Black Mirror.
Mm-mm. But it Black Mirror has. If nothing else, Black Mirror has lived up to its name.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Man. Oh, yeah,
that was,
man.
That was.
Happy Thanksgiving.
That was, happy oh. Thanksgiving. Brought a ham.
Oh, my God. Everybody safe. Oh, yeah. Gosh. Oh,
yeah.
They should have warned you. Damn it.
Wait, Denise, do you have one?
Do I have one?
Yeah, a movie, that show that you saw that, whether you're older or younger, and it was like, oh, I should never have seen this one.
There was, I don't remember the name of the movie, but it was a cruise ship, and Tony Shalhoub was an Italian immigrant, and I thought that the movie was really, really funny, and I was like, Dad, you gotta watch this show, but then there's a scene where things just get out of control and it's really, really not funny. My dad's just looking at me and shaking. And my sister's like, you're never allowed to select movies for the family to watch. Because whatever I select is just always wrong. Always wrong. Mm. I think it'd be like the best thing in the world. And it's like, no. Not funny.
Where I need to find out what that Google that.
Something with Tony Shalhoub, he said?
Yeah, and he's it was like a smaller character.
Oh. On a cruise, right? And it was on a cruise. Yeah. Okay. The only thing I can think of is that Ghost Ship movie.
The one where everybody gets cut in half at the at the head?
Yeah.
That was rough. That was a rough scene. Like, wait, what?
You remember that, right? Yeah.
Vividly, I remember that. Absolutely.
Margulies.
Juliana Margulies.
Julia Margulies was in it. Wow, that was long. That was a while ago too. Yeah, I'll just say 12 years
not
old.
Lately, that's her t-shirt.
Iron Cross.
Mm. Oh.
Don't know why.
Okay.
My dad was watching it. I was watching with him. My dad always introduced me to movies and stuff. It's because of him that I write this shit. That I write Sword and Sorcery and stuff. It's because of him.
Mm-hmm.
So he's sitting there watching the Iron Cross. I think my dad just thought it was like a World War II movie. You know, we watched Dirty Dozen together, Battle of the Bulge together, stuff like that. So Iron Cross, and I think some of you listeners know the Iron Cross. For those of you who don't, it is, I don't think it's Sam Peckinpah, but it is the Nazis' failed invasion of Russia and their retreat.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And the point of view characters are the Nazi, the German soldiers.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a scene with a barn, hungry, dirty Nazis, and two Russian girls.
Oh, no.
And I'll just say this, and the Russian girls were not having it. And and like I said, 12 years old. I ain't know nothing about no sex yet.
Mm. Oh no.
I ain't know nothing about no fellatio either. I think that was that. Yeah, I'll just leave it at that.
Oh no.
They wasn't having it. Fellatio. They show it.
Oh god.
It took me a while. It took me a long time to get through that shit.
Oh my god.
We had free healthcare, my therapy would have started earlier.
Oh my stars.
Yeesh.
Iron Cross.
Wow.
And Iron Cross. James Coburn's in it. James Coburn. Yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah. Yeah. James Coburn.
Oh my gosh. It's cringe. Mm. Cringe.
Oh.
Iron Cross, free ding-a-ling. Yeah.
Hey, Dad, can we go watch Clash of the Titans instead? I know, right? Watch Clash of Titans instead.
When I need him.
Where's Bubba, right?
the movie I watched was The Imposters.
Oh, The Imposters.
Yeah, The Imposters. It's comedy. It didn't do that well, but I made me laugh a lot. And that's a cute little...
Made you laugh, but the rest of the family...
But, like Lamb.
Not at all. Not a single chuckle. Just a...
Well, damn. Well,
how dare you bring this to our attention.
Right. So sorry. 1,000 pardons.
My dad ain't apologized. That nigga went to bed.
Oh, no. My dad would know. I just got the evil eyes.
Yeah, right?
I get that a lot.
Which am I doing to you?
Well... I think I've told this story a million times, but it does kind of bear weight here. The Shining, you know, when that came out, when that came out, I was technically too young to go to an R-rated movie.
Oh.
But truth, I mean, okay, full disclosure, this kind of came in early.
Mm-hmm.
So I was actually able to go see R-rated movies.
Wow.
Okay. Because, you know, let's face it, white folks running the theater at the time.
Can't give a fuck
what happened to a 12-year-old black kid.
No.
They weren't checking for IDs. I had some facial hair. I got it. And because of that, I saw some of that most heinous things ever back in the day. Like when I was sixth, seventh, eighth grader, I saw all kinds of shit. As a matter of fact, I gave Mark a tip, Galaxy of Terror with Aaron Morris from Happy Days. And he went back, watched that, came back the next episode and was like, God damn you. Like,
really?
It is a gross ass movie.
Oh, I know. Mr. Cannibal Holocaust.
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Like he was really like worked up over that. But I had read The Shining, even though I was only 12 or whatever.
Right.
Excellent. And of course, plenty of stuff went over my head, but you know, I got the basic gist of it.
Yeah.
Because you know, I was kind of one of the smarter kids in school. So I wanted for my birthday, I asked my mother and my lovely Aunt Patsy, to take me to see The Shining.
Right.
Wow. Now, the funny thing is, if I were the cynical, showbiz savvy bastard that I am now, I would have seen Scatman Crothers being cast in the movie as...
Red flag.
Sketchy. Big red flag. Big, giant. Like the flag of Japan, practically.
Like a Japan.
But, you know, I didn't know any better. I sit down, I watch this movie. Now, remember, my mother, my aunt, they are two older black women from Alabama.
Oh.
So, along with, you know, not really getting into it or, you know, understanding why Jack Nicholson was being Jack Nicholson, you know, and all this other shit. The last thing they wanted to see was Scatman Crothers trudging through the snow.
Yes.
Just so he can bust open in this house, walk around screaming, "Help! Help! Anybody here?" And then get an axe in the chest. This is literally the last, this is the last thing. And talking about why we write the stuff that we write, you know, along with my infatuation with vampire novels, along with my infatuation with vampire movies, vampires in general, the whole shebang. That night, the blues I caught on the way home.
Yeah.
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 That is part of what set me on the path.
Man.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I was like, this is some bullshit. Yeah.
Nah. That's
because for those of you that have actually read the book, you know that black character, Dick Halloran, actually saves the little boy.
Yeah.
And the mother.
Yeah.
And they leave Jack Torrance to freeze in the maze. In the book.
In the book. It's great.
Yeah. Speaking of which, did we talk about, I guess, Ben, is it Ben Stiller? I think it's Ben Stiller, who's doing the remake of The Shining?
I saw a headline about that, and I was like, is that for real?
I didn't hear about this.
I believe I saw it. And one of those, like, I guess Deadline or one of those websites, whatever.
Yeah, that's a headline. I was like, I don't know.
I just hope that if he's going to do it, play it fucking straight. And I mean, do it just.
You have to.
No, not necessarily.
Well, you don't have to.
They'll get some weird fucking dumbass idea. Mm. Like, look, here's the thing. What Tim Burton and Johnny Depp did to Dark Shadows.
Dude, I refuse to watch that to this day. That was desecration.
And that
desecration.
That you're absolutely right. But I did watch it in the hopes.
Did you?
I did. And I was to use one of Kirk's phrases, I was madder than a bag of niggas. It was it was bad.
Really bad. Like I love, that's like one of my favorite, like top 10 favorite TV shows.
Like
Barnabas Collins and all that, and then you would make it a comedy? Seriously? Yeah.
And then did you guys see the remake in the 1990s with Ben Cross?
I did.
It's amazing. Yeah. Ben Cross as Barnabas Collins is the shit. There's this one scene where, you know, and they're in the 1800s, and she just transformed him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just bust out of the coffin for the first time as a full-fledged vampire. And he attacks his cousin. And then there he is, blood all over his face. And the way Dark Shadows works is it's this, what happens is, so Barnabas Collins, this guy in the 1800s, he is supposed to be marrying this woman, Josette. But he has an affair with her handmaiden, Angelique.
Yes.
And Angelique, you know, she was on that Jennifer Holliday shit. And I'm telling you, you know, so she's trying to keep Barnabas and trying to break up. And then when he finally says, look, I'm staying, you know, I'm marrying Josette. What we did was a mistake. Yeah. You know, get out of here, right?
Kick rocks.
She turns him, using voodoo, turns him into a vampire.
Yeah. She should have been black.
Woman? Okay. No. And, no. And I was just about to point that out.
The actress is great, but...
And I actually had hoped that they would bring back a black woman to finally beat Angelique's ass.
Oh, no.
Right.
Like, that was always one of the ideas floating around in the back of my head. But
they were going to redo it again, and they did.
Right. So she turns him. Like I said, he's, you know, everybody thought he was dead. Now he's out of the coffin. Mm-hmm. He's running around. He bites his cousin. And then there's the ghost of Angelique, because she's dead. Yeah. But she still has agency. in her
death. Okay.
Yeah.
And she comes up and she's just like floating above him and laughing and whatever. And he acted the fuck out of this scene because he was just like, what did you do to me? Oh,
wow.
Oh.
Yeah.
And she says, what was the line? Well, you would not come to me in life. So I gave you all of eternity to change your mind. Done.
Wow.
Yeah.
Done.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. It's on Amazon. Well, I don't know if the Ben Cross one's on Amazon, but the original is on Amazon.
Yeah, original's on Amazon.
And I would like this when I'm like really miserable and I see like some brain candy, I'll just like dark shadows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that was a hell of a scene. If, for just some random vampire shit in the 90s on Channel 7 or whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. And, yeah.
Like,
and there were black people.
Emotion.
Oh, good. Okay. Thank you.
There's at least one black person. I want to say
one of the cops.
One of the cops. Yeah.
One of the cops.
Still need to know that. I still need to know. Yeah.
I know. Original, there's one black nurse and she's like just a random. Like extra kind of person.
Yeah.
It was just the storylines are so good. It doesn't bother you because you know.
Yeah. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. I need some black after Black Panther. I see no reasons why not to have at least like 7 black people in a movie.
Seven.
Because you know, because I ain't trying to have like this one anymore. That tokenism shit like supposed to have died in the 40s, in the 30s and 40s, and then we had blaxploitation. And then all of a sudden that shit came back. Like, and now we got to figure out if every black person in Star Wars universe is related. I ain't doing that shit no more.
Oh, we didn't talk about Stranger Things. Are you guys caught up on Stranger Things?
I am not.
Okay.
All I'm going to say
is that the way they represent black people, Stranger Things is amazing. It'll bring you much joy. Yeah. Okay. Not any spoilers. Yeah. When you do catch up, you'll be like, okay,
so wait, I see you. Say Black Panther is in Stranger Things?
No. You know, like this.
But when you watch it, you'll be like, okay.
This is the third season, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think I got upset because in the second season, they rehabilitated the racist brother.
Yeah.
Well, he sacrificed his life for it, you know what I mean? So it's kind of like, oh. So that racist motherfucker gets an arc.
A pass.
Yeah.
Yeah, keep watching.
You know he beat up a bunch of other black kids before he came to this town. Mm-hmm. you know a lot of the other young black people probably caught hell on his watch.
Seasons? Let me see.
It was the mall episode. That's probably season 3.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You got to watch the next one.
Oh well, you know what? I like Running Up That Hill. I actually like that song. So, Running Up That Hill.
Yeah.
Running up. Yeah, I like that shit.
Yeah, there's four.
What's this?
You gotta watch it. And we'll discuss.
I'll watch it.
How many songs are we up to now?
Right. Speaking of that, any of y'all watch the testimony?
June 6th
madness.
I love it. Like, I feel like I should sit there with some popcorn. The way, ooh, I was like, go get them,
you know,
in that ass. I said it.
I do have, and I probably should just get over this, but I do have misgivings about all of a sudden we're looking for a hero and it's Liz Cheney.
I need a hero.
Because she was so wife, affected by it.
The wife of the shotgun in the woods guy?
The Dark Lord?
Right,
America's very own Sauron.
Right.
Are we doing that? Is that what we're doing?
I mean,
yeah, I think only because like she was there and I think she really thought she was going to die. So suddenly she's like, I need to get off this and like reveal the truth. The footage that we as a people hadn't seen before. Oh my gosh.
She was going to die in that new suit that Halle Burton bought her.
And the poor.
It's the Halle Burton collection.
Yeah.
Can you imagine she's walking through the halls on the way to the fucking hearing? Oh my God, Liz, what are you wearing? What are you
wearing?
Oh. Yeah. See, it looks like to me, it literally is, it's that movie where all the criminals get caught up and they just start ratting each other out.
Yeah.
That's what it feels like. Right? Because, right? we knew it was fake. We went along with it because, you know.
Yeah.
Because we got
book deals to get. We got time to be saving your democracy.
But it's like, you going to jail. Yeah. I like the opening speech by, was it Thompson? Talking about trying to preserve the American democracy. And he's quoting Lincoln and stuff. And I was like, oh, let me get some food. This is real life, too.
Well, yeah. He started dropping all that. I come from a place where the Klan does X, Y, and Z. My man.
I'm like, when's the next one? I'm ready.
Yeah,
I know, right?
Yeah, it makes you like have faith again in being an American, because for a while you're like, yeah, I'm from the United States, but now it's like, oh, really? Like, everyone sees that redheaded guy was a joke.
Yeah, right. But
I told you so.
You know what? I'm afraid that's like the moment when, you know, New York and Florida are underwater, and we have to live in on houses on stilts because the water level has risen already, and everything is, and we can't eat no fish because the fish have been poisoned,
right?
And the air sucks, and water's scarce.
Well, that's
and
California.
Wars going on and everything.
That's where we're gonna have an earthquake
and break off like a Snickers bar. And it's kind of like, but the only thing, so the TV works, the internet still works, and you're looking at the trials of, you know, the global warming trials, and you have motherfuckers going, well, you know, we knew it was going to happen. We just didn't think it was pertinent at the time.
Right.
And and as you're trying to get your mom into the boat to go see the dentist. Because the dentist lives on the mainland.
And the dentist can do more than just teeth. Yeah.
Right. Because
he can be like your doctor and your veterinarian.
The dentist lives in Dentist Island.
Right.
Where we put all the dentists.
Yeah. Right. Well, the dentist is the one who hunts the sharks that are in the waters. So he has two jobs.
Right. The shark's bladder has healing properties.
During global warming, everybody has to have more than one job now.
Wait a minute. Right.
Because of course, money doesn't mean anything anymore. So that $1 actually is just like a penny.
Yeah. Right. Plus, you can't keep money dry.
No. So that's what it feels like. Like, we're going to have like people who are in power to do something about it. They don't. And then when some shit goes down, they're like, oops. Oops. Like, you know, you can't do anything about it now. So we might as well just say, my bad, and move on.
Oops. Like, how many people are going to need like therapy when they realize like how wrong that they were? There's that part. Like, all those people were supporters, and then they're like, he lied to us that the voter was actually... Yeah.
Denise, think about this whole generation of children that are going to grow up that need therapy because motherfuckers don't want to get rid of, don't want to have tougher gun laws. They just rather give teacher guns.
Right.
Right.
In Tennessee, they wrote a law, I think it's Tennessee or one of those fucking flyover states, where they're going to give teachers guns.
A few of them are working on that, which is funny because they'll have guns, but they won't have computers and pencils and pens and
books. Or still don't realize that
a decent eraser.
Because a lot of places,
Antarctica is a continent, Antarctica is a continent.
Cooking stuff is not available. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Like when I was growing up in California, we would have like earthquake drills or like fire drills, like stop, drop, and roll. Right. I can't imagine, like, kids nowadays, they have the active shooter drills on a weekly, if not daily basis.
Yeah.
I don't even know
because
that's
they're having the drills, that guy knows what to do.
Right. Like, what's the prep for that? Like, you just watch Die Hard? Like, I don't even.
Yippee-ki-yay. Yo, that's real.
Yeah.
No wonder the kids is all stuck up in the phones and in TikTok and Instagram, because regular life is fucking bullshit, yo.
Like, I wish I went to school to be a therapist, because I'd be making all kinds of money.
Actually, for real,
yeah. And helping people. Sorry. And helping people. Oh, do it for the kids.
No, son. No, son. Like, her inside voice came outside. And she's like, what are you saying? Come back here. Like, bitch, come back here. <Too late>. Oh shit.
Oh wow. Like,
what you doing? You supposed to say that aloud.
Warning, warning.
I think I see the Japanese flag again. Oh my god.
I, you know what, before we go, I do want to say one thing though.
Please.
And I'll try to keep it short. I've been reading this book on how we're losing our focus, how Facebook and Silicon Valley, a lot of these developers have created algorithms that are designed to take away your focus from anything else, mm-hmm. to keep you pretty much in the phone. It's actually, and that's by purpose. Like, Facebook is by purpose, by design, to do that.
Yes.
And the writer brought up something. It's called stolen focus. Mm-hmm. And he brought up, and I've been feeling really like down and like just numb lately. Mm-hmm. And he brought up an interesting point about, you know, keep fighting, because keep fighting. We do have the power to change shit.
Yeah.
And he brought up two good points about, once upon a time, women were at the lowest rung of American society, next to black folks.
Mm-hmm. Well, then you have the black women.
Right. And then black women, yeah. And though it took a while, you know, once upon a time, there were no women in the cabinets. There were no women in government. Mm-hmm. Women weren't even allowed to have other jobs other than staying in the house. And he's talking about like the fucking early 1900s.
Yeah.
So things have changed. Things due to pressure and people fighting for these, for the rights and for being seen as human beings.
Yeah. Keep fighting.
Gay rights movement.
Yeah.
So I have a little bit of hope left. Like, you know, we can keep fighting. We can do this.
Yes.
I am a proud progressive. I'm a proud SJ motherfucking W. I'm going to fight with y'all.
Yes.
I'll be that BBG on the corner. I'll tell you right now, if I'm not a peaceful march and rally and some fucking Proud Boy want to come up in my face, we jamming.
Yeah.
Rumbling. I ain't trying to, you know what? Love Martin Luther King, Gandhi. I understood what they're doing. Motherfucker come in my face, I'm punching a Nazi. Just let you know.
You will not be alone. You will not be alone. Keep
going. But I'm going to keep fighting.
Keep fighting.
This.
Yes.
LGBTQ fam, we fighting. Fightin'. Black folks, we fighting.
Yep.
Women, we fighting.
Yep.
Progressives, we fighting. Fuck these motherfuckers, because they're going to kill us and make money. Just killing us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I ain't trying to do that.
Not in our watch.
Nope.
Nope.
Is that your inside voice or outside voice?
I think I prefer to throw a chair or two. That's what I'll do.
Throw a chair.
Shit, man. Throw a chair. I like that.
Keep a tire iron handy. Tire irons are good.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. That's true, too.
All I got is pro and aggressive. All I got. Pro
Welcome
aggressive.
To the gun show.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Welcome to the gun show.
All right.
That was awesome.
That's our time, folks. I want to thank Inside Voice and Radio Raheem for joining me tonight.
I'm Steven Escobar. Welcome. Oh my god.
That's right.
Oh my star.
That's our latest episode of Beef, Wine, and Shenanigans. hey, if you like us, like I think you do, then maybe you want to, I don't know, spend some bread. Visit old Kirk over there. And, what is it? Lancefarfield.com.
Yes, it is.
Denise,
Farfield Press. Farfield Press.
That's right. Denise, somebody wants to get a copy of Gypsy Kisses and Voodoo Wishes.
Yes. DeniseTapscott.com.
DeniseTapscott.com. Keeping it or simple. Amazon. Of course, I got to be all fancy with LaughingBlackVampire.com.
That nigga got a library. That nigga got a library.
And then there's that. And then there's that. It. Yeah.
How did I think of that?
I got libraries and videos and all kinds of stuff. The videos.
Awesome pictures. Video. Check it out. Check it out.
Yes.
But that's our time. Thank you so much. Mark, we miss you. We'll see you on the flip.
Yeah, man.
And that's it. Thanks for listening. We love you guys. We mean it.
Yep.
Later.